Welcome to the Waste of Web Space, Waste of Time podcast. Come with us to a year gone by to find out what was going on in the world of news, politics, entertainment, sport and technology. More importantly, what stupid things happened that you've probably forgotten all about or didn't even know about to begin with? How far back will our homemade time machine take us? Who knows? But this MOT runs out soon and the tax on the bloody thing's extortionate. Not to mention the clean air zones around our city centres now. Welcome to the Waste of Web Space, Waste of Time. Hello everybody! How are you doing?
Starring
Jimbo
and Fisher.
Do you still have to do that?
I don't know. We've got a slightly different offshoot podcast today, haven't we?
We have, yeah. And this could be the future, but it's more likely to be the past.
It's the past.
Because we are going back in time, yes. So, how are you doing then, Fisher?
Very good, thank you, Jimbo. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all, thank you.
What have you been up to?
I've been usual sort of stuff, not enjoying the British summertime.
Well, there's not been much of it in July, certainly.
About yourself?
Yeah, likewise. It's been about 6 months since the last podcast, hasn't it?
Something like that. 4 or 5 months. Cricket's overtaken, hasn't it? And lots of other stuff as well.
Yeah, and you know, you have been podcasting, just not with me, just with other people. Yeah. I've only got you to podcast with, so when you're, you know.
Well, it's beer, isn't it? You know, beer's overtaken. I've had people relying on me now to promote the beer.
You've been in the pub shed. We're in the pub shed now. Is it me or is it quite warm in this pub shed? I mean, I've got my Hawaiian shirt on.
It is very warm. There's no heat in, but we have got quite a few electrical items, as you may be able to see. Should we move? There, that better frame,
A bit more central.
There we go.
I'm playing in the sweeper position behind you here.
It looks like I'm very tall compared to you, but I'm sat on a stool. You're just very small.
And by stool, I mean of the three-legged variety as opposed to anything that's been deposited.
Fisher writes the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
Yeah.
Like I should pass you something really big and it gets smaller as it goes behind me.
Yeah. But we're going to review certain years, and this year is going to be 2014, isn't it?
Well, that's it. I mean, we're not there yet. We haven't arrived in year 2014. Because the plan is, what we're going to do is, at the end of each episode, we are going to sort of randomly choose what year we're going to do in the next episode. And then at the start of the next episode, that's when we'll actually travel to the year 2014. Or the next year in sequence. Today will be 2014. That's what we'll be doing in a second. But before we do that, there's one little thing that we did in our general podcast series, The Waste of Web Space, which ran for quite a long time,
and
on and off.
Still runs. Yeah, we've not abandoned it, have we?
Well, it depends how well this one goes, doesn't it? Still The Waste of Web Space. It's just, this is the waste of time. You see what I mean? But there's one thing that we are going to carry on doing in this series of podcasts. And it's show and tell.
Show and tell.
So, Fisher, show and tell time then.
Show and tell. It's not the most interesting of show and tell things, but I've been waiting to do this.
It's been waiting to do it 6 months, but yeah, it's not the most interesting of show and tells.
Well, the item itself is not that impressive, but the story behind it's okay. So I've got a Venn diagram for you here, Jimbo. Now, do you know what a Venn diagram is? You can have a look at it. It says it's two circles, but there's an interlocking bit in the middle. And it says on it, David and Diaz. So what do you think is in the middle of that Venn diagram? What connects David and Diaz? What common word could connect those two?
I have it.
Yeah.
Cameron.
Well done. So that's the end of the show and tell. Congratulations, Jimbo. Brilliant. It's something to do with one of those two people and what happened on my birthday.
Okay.
So is it, I spent my birthday having a drink in the same place as David Cameron? Or is it, I spent my birthday on the set of Cameron Diaz's latest film.
Okay. Right. First of all, then, the one of David Cameron, you had a drink in the same pub as him.
Yeah, I didn't have a drink with him.
Oh, right. Okay. Had he left his kids in there?
Good point. I don't know. He was probably still looking for them. So, best place for him to be, stay in the pub, because therefore the kids will be in the pub as well. So he didn't go on.
He's known to have done that before, hasn't he? So.
Yeah. Could that have been 2014?
It might have been. We'll have to look for it in a bit. But so David Cameron then. What was you doing? Where was this pub, first of all?
It was in London, very near the House of Parliament, as it so happened.
Makes sense.
I was, yeah, that's where you would find him, a former Prime Minister. Definitely not his house, definitely the place where he used to work, as I'm sure we all do.
Entitled to all the security and everything, obviously.
They're a little bit, it looked like it, looked like a couple of people
on his
there,
former Prime Minister's yearly allowance. Yeah.
Which, does Liz Truss get that? I don't know. But that's in the future, so
yeah.
We're talking 2014, man.
Okay.
So this was, so I'll clarify that for my birthday, I went on a boat trip on the River Thames. I went on a jazz cruise.
So is that whichever story it is then?
Whatever happened, I went on a jazz cruise on the River Thames.
Jazz cruise?
Yeah. It was good.
Do you like jazz?
I do now. I kind of thought it was something I would never do again or never, and never want to do again. No, I'm joking. It was very good. We had a bit of a, we had one of those voucher things to use. I thought, why don't we go to London, make a weekend of it, see David Cameron or Cameron Diaz, whichever one's around, and we'll go on the jazz cruise on the River Thames. Went up for about 3 hours. We had a three-course meal. A bit of jazz music was being played.
Yeah, as you'd expect.
That's what you generally get on a jazz cruise. There was some cruising involved as well. Not that type. And that was it, yeah. But beforehand, obviously, we got there very early because, you know, I was a bit concerned I might miss the particular cruise bit of it. I thought we might set off late. We might, you know, it's going to set off without us if we're not careful. Make sure you get there in plenty of time. Got there in plenty of time, so thought, let's go for a drink in this place near here. And David Cameron was in there having a drink.
Oh, so he was in there, is that what you're saying?
He was in there, yeah.
Right.
He wasn't part of the cruise, he just happened to be in the pub.
Right, and what was the pub called? Have you got a name for it? Do you remember it?
That's a good question. The pub was called the, it was in Westminster, and it was called the St. Stephen's Tavern.
Right, okay.
Which is just around the corner from the House of Parliament.
Is it a known place for former politicians or current politicians to drink?
I don't know. I think, but it's probably one of the nearest pubs to the House of Commons.
What was he wearing?
He just got clothes on. He got casual clothes. He got a jumper on and a pair of chinos and brown shoes, like you'd probably expect him to wear.
What colour was the chinos?
Like a creamy colour.
What colour was the jumper?
Purple.
What colour his pants? Sorry.
Black.
So he was quite dressed down, shall we say, not suit and tie business then.
No, it was kind of in the casual sort of, you know, I'm a former politician.
In that zone that former politicians and Tory politicians are potentially in, where they could just tick off the jumper and then they're ready for a game of tennis.
Pretty much, yeah. Kind of. Who plays tennis in the chinos?
Well, take off the chinos as well. Probably, yeah. Got shorts underneath.
Yeah, it's kind of. It could easily have been at the local rugby club or something like that,
yeah.
Or what have you.
It could have had his jumper, like they do, like tied around the shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of look.
Yeah.
I don't want to give him a, you know, tag him with a name for that look, but yeah.
He could have easily been carrying a picnic box with him,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Something head, anyway, is what I'd, yeah. Okay.
2012, by the way, was when David Cameron left his kid in the pub.
Oh, we're not going to that year, so forget that year. That might be a future year. We're not gone there yet, by the way. We've not travelled there yet. Maybe we'll do that next time. Maybe we'll travel there first, but then we can't, I don't know. We'll work it out as we go along. We've still got to travel there, see. So next example then, Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Oh, right. She's actually got his first name as well.
Yeah.
So I see what you, yeah.
Yeah, did you not work that out?
Yeah, but it's not like Diaz Cameron. I don't know if that diagram.
Well, yeah, that was the whole thing. I was like the interconnecting bit. Yeah,
David.
I mean.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of. Yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So whereabouts were you in this example? Was that the same pub? Was the.
I was by the River Thames.
Okay. And that was where Cameron Diaz, not David Cameron, is filming the next. Well, an upcoming film, or was filming an upcoming film. It's been a while ago since we podcasted, so has it come out yet, this film?
No, but it's been a while ago since she's appeared on films.
Right, yes, yeah, okay. I remember from The Mask, that was a big one for me.
Yeah, so we're probably talking two people from 2014 is probably appropriate time zone, because I'm not sure when Cameron Diaz was last in a film.
Yeah, I mean, there's one that always comes on at Christmas, isn't there, that, you know, that always gets played and...
Well, I don't know, but I'm talking about new films.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just...
Yeah, I'm just thinking about, you know, what films that she's in. I can't really remember
Mary.
Loads and loads. Oh, right, yeah.
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, okay.
Loads of other stuff.
All right.
Yeah, The Mask, obviously, as you said before.
You should have done the film bit later on, really, because you know your films, so...
Yeah.
Sounds like you know them better than I do.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out in a bit, won't we?
Yeah. All right, so... And what was... So, you by the side of the River Thames, where in particular?
Outside the hotel we were staying in.
What was the hotel called?
The hotel was called The Tower.
The Tower. So yeah. It's near the Tower Bridge then, I assume?
No, it's near Tower London.
Oh, well, that's...
It's exactly the same place.
I thought so. Yeah. Okay, so you were on that side of the river then,
I was
you?
On the Tower Bridge side of it, yes, yeah. on the North Bank, which is opposite the South Bank.
I stayed there as well not long ago. Can't remember what it was called, though. Oh, no, I went there for the day. Didn't stay there. Okay. Anyway.
It's a great anecdote.
Did I? No, I can't remember. No, I did stay there for the day. Forgot. For all day. I stayed over. Anyway, that's not relevant.
And that's okay. The end of today's podcast. So.
Right. What? So she did you see her filming? Or was she just there? Oh, right. Okay. You did see her then?
Yeah.
Now, what time was it?
It was before the cruise and then again after the cruise.
So you saw her twice?
They were setting up beforehand and we sort of realised something was going on. They were doing some filming. And then by the time we came back, they were doing the filming and we could see her
so
in
what,
the distance.
What time do you think this filming was taking place and what time roughly in the day was it?
Oh, we're talking sort of probably, I mean, with it being my birthday, we stayed out quite late, so we're probably about half 10, 11 o'clock, something like that.
Oh, so it was dark?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they were doing nighttime sort of scenes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay. So I know they usually film, it's a golden hour, isn't it? They normally film at like sort of dusk sort of time, don't they, for good shots and stuff, but obviously you can't, if you need a nighttime shot.
Yeah, you need to do it at nighttime, yeah.
Mm, okay. Do you know what film it is going to be called?
It is called Back in Action.
Oh, well.
Which is quite interesting because she is actually
been in a film for a long time.
She's actually back in action, yeah. It's a return.
What's it about?
It's about something involving going on a boat on the River Thames.
Is it really?
I think so, yeah. So I think
not
it's
a jazz
kind of,
cruise.
No, it's some kind of comedy thing, some kind of presumably spy spoof thriller or something like that. I don't know.
Remember, everyone, I've got to work out which of these stories is real. Has he been in a pub with David Cameron, or has he been on the film set or near the film set of Cameron Diaz?
I was on the film set.
He was on the film set. Are you going to be on it then?
No, I was on the set. I'm not actually on the film.
Oh, right,
but I was on
okay. The
set of it.
And do you know if this film stars anybody else?
Yeah, it's got him in it. What's he called? the fellow who played Ray Charles in that film, but I can't remember what the name of it was. Ray, of course.
Right, okay.
Jamie Foxx, isn't it?
Right, okay, fair enough. So if I was to Google Back in Action, which I'm not going to, it would come up as a real film, and you've not just made that up.
I thought so, hadn't it?
Right, I won't do that, but...
He's in it as well, from Sherlock. Bloke who plays Moriarty.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Andrew Scott, is it?
That, I think so.
He's in Fleabag, I think.
Yeah. All right. So I think I might be...
Glenn Close is in it as well.
When's it coming out?
I've no idea.
Do you know Glenn Close, actually? She's in Hook. So I watched Hook the other day.
Oh, I thought it was a he.
Yeah. Dressed as a he in it, isn't she?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought Glenn Close was just a bloke in general.
No, well, in it, she's actually dressed as a he.
Oh, that does get confusing.
A pirate. And they put him in that box. The character at the time is a he. They put him in the box, the boo box, and they drop scorpions in it. One of my favourite childhood films, Hook. Yeah. But anyway,
but yeah.
And that weren't from your 2014 either, so come on.
But it was a great moment for me, because obviously I got a chance to see someone who, for years, during my sort of late teenage years and early 20s, I greatly admired and, to be honest, to some degree found fairly sexually attractive. Or was it Cameron Diaz that I saw? I don't know. I'd thought about some of the disgusting sexual acts that they'd performed, but that's enough about David Cameron putting his cock in his mouth and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, he wasn't having pork scratchings, was he, in that
pub? Oh, no. But yeah, it's... I try to think what he was drinking there. Yeah? Red wine, I think. He had some red wine.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was... actually, it was a badger pub. It was a badger pub.
Like from the down south Badger Ales or the Thirsty Ferret.
I was looking for. I was tempted to go and say, "Can I have a pint of Fusty Ferret?" But they didn't have it on, so I had some of the. I had some Golden Champion instead.
Okay, I think I'm ready to go for a guess then.
Okay,
I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it was the David Cameron one, not the Cameron Diaz one.
Okay,
and I just think the Cameron Diaz one. I don't know. I think they'd have a lot more sort of, you know, closed off sort of film sets for something like that. Filming at night, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really easy to close off the River Thames, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, well, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to go for the David Cameron one.
David Cameron.
You had a drink in a pub, not with David Cameron, but while David Cameron was also there.
Yeah. You'd be wrong, I didn't. I did get on the film set with Cameron Diaz, though.
You're not going to be in the film, then?
No, I don't think so. So, to get on the film set, basically, you couldn't... We could only go in the side of our hotel because they're filming out the front of it. So they only let us into the side of the hotel. However, what I then realised is that you could just basically walk out the front of the hotel onto the film set. And yeah, Cameron Diaz was down in front of us, down by the side of the river, doing some filming. There was a load of security around, but obviously most people couldn't get there. But because we were in the hotel, literally outside where this has been filmed, we were sort of on public property and therefore... We weren't causing any problems. We were just there. So, yeah, we went onto the film set of Cameron Diaz, Jamie Foxx, his new film called Back in Action. Release date. It's going to be on Netflix. I've got no idea when or anything like that. I might not even bother watching it.
Well.
But there we go.
Yeah, good stuff. And this was, what, 6 months ago you're talking?
About 6 months ago. So
I've been holding on to it for a long time.
I didn't put it on Instagram, didn't do anything. I thought, I'll tell you what, as soon as this happened, I thought, I'll tell you what, this would be great to mention on the podcast.
Well, cheers, Fisher. Enjoyed that. So just a reminder, this is a spin-off, Waste of Web Space, The Waste of Time. And today, it is the waste of 2014. So we are going to look back over, well, we're basically going to choose a random year each episode, and then the following episode, we will go to that year and look back over news, politics, sport, music, entertainment, science, technology. But not just at the regular sort of things, you know, because you can find that out anywhere. We're going to look for the quite odd stuff, aren't we, that happened in those particular categories in those years. And there'll be the usual sort of quiz questions in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm planning on that, but I've just seen the notes on the first thing that we're going to talk about for notable events. So, like, yeah, let's see how light we keep this.
Well, we've not travelled there yet, as we keep saying. We need to actually get there first. So are you ready to travel?
I'm as ready as I'm ever going
to
be.
Let's just hope this time machine works, because I built it quite a while ago. We never got round to doing it, did we? Because we decided on this, 6 months ago, probably, didn't we? More, maybe even more.
Well, we've given the time machine a bit of a test out, and it was working fine tomorrow, wasn't it?
Yeah, so here we go. Let's go to the year 2014. And here we are. I mean, it's 2014 outside. Obviously, we're in a time machine in the pub shed,
And therefore haven't looked any younger in that 9 years it's just taken off us.
Exactly. But it's good that you came dressed like you're from the year 2014, didn't you?
Yeah. So we try and wear different shirts every podcast. This is one that I bought for a stag do that was going on where we went to and play darts. So
yeah. So what were you?
2014. What's happened in the year 2014, Jimbo?
2014. Well, I best get my notes out to remind us what went on in the year 2014. So we've got a bit of a rundown of the sort of like, you know, basic sort of things that happened, haven't we? So should we do that now?
Yep.
Okay. Bit of a reminder for everybody then. So, quick rundown of the year 2014. This was the year of the Ebola outbreak. I didn't catch it, fortunately.
No, I don't think many people did in the UK, did
they? Not in the UK, but obviously it was a devastating virus, weren't it, that obviously, affected a lot of people across the globe, particularly
areas
of the world.
Yeah, thank God we haven't had any of those recently.
Yeah, I mean... Well, that's not this year. But anyway, what else happened? Oh, it was the disappearance of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Mm. 370. Is that the one that they did find bits of it eventually?
I think they got certain parts of it that washed up on certain islands and they thought was probably from that airplane, yeah.
Yeah, so there
actually,
we go.
I stayed in a treehouse not too long ago in Lincolnshire, and when I was looking at it on Google Maps, one of the things in the local area was the fact that sort of about a mile away from where we stayed is the remains of the plane that was taken down in a Lockerbie bombing back in, whenever it was, 1989.
Very interesting.
I thought that's a very strange storage attraction, but apparently they can't destroy it, and it's been held because it's part of an American court case, potentially. So it's just in a in a scrapyard warehouse type thing in Lincolnshire.
Wow. So yeah, that plane, not that one, but the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, that went missing in the year 2014. So that was a bit of a mystery at the time, weren't it? And people's like, you know, how can they not find this plane? But, you know, when experts tell you, it's quite obvious why you can't find a very small plane in a very large area.
I can't believe they can't find sort of a 100 metre long plane in a sea that's like sort of stretches, you know, 2,000 miles or whatever it is. Why didn't someone like have that Find My iPhone option turned on and might have been able to locate it from that?
Because they make you put your phone in flight mode, that's why.
Well, why didn't you just strap a iPhone to the plane or something like that?
Maybe, yeah. The other thing that happened in 2014, which is a strange one really, the conflict in Ukraine.
Well, that's a good job that's over and done with, isn't it? thank God for the progress we made in the last 9 years.
I mean, I think from the sound of it, that was kind of the sort of mini... Well, it wasn't mini, was it? But that was the kind of thing that ultimately still led to what's going on today, wasn't it?
Wasn't there another aeroplane that was shot down over Ukraine later on in the year?
Possibly, yeah.
And was it when they annexed Crimea in 2014 as well, I think? Possibly ramping up of tensions within the Ukraine.
That was it. So,
and someone said you can't just go and annex this part of the country. We need to go and tell the local police force that there's been a crime here.
Ah, very good, very good. I haven't got the ba-bum-sh on my.
Were you optimistically hoping we wouldn't have to use it in this podcast?
I was hoping so. Yeah. Anyway, so Fisher.
Yep.
We're moving on now to politics.
Politics.
Okay, so Fisher, you're going to give us a very quick rundown of the headlines in politics, and then you've got a bit of a quiz for me, is that right?
Yep.
Here we go.
So David Cameron celebrated the 2-year anniversary of leaving his child in a pub. also, he said it was great. It's 9 years until I get to meet Fisher on his birthday in a pub. Never happened. There was a Scottish independence vote, and they voted to remain independent.
I think they're wishing they could change their mind now, aren't they?
Potentially. Do you know what I've not actually asked this, but do you know what the percentages were in terms of voting for voting to remain as part of the UK?
It was not too dissimilar to Brexit's, really, was it? I'm going to say a bit more, though, like 55% in favour of remaining, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much so, yeah, about 55-45 or somewhere between 54 and 56
yeah.
For remaining and the opposite, obviously. I did check it was legitimate, it did all add up to 100 what they said in terms of that. There was also some European elections for members of European Parliament, which saw Nigel Farage re-elected as an MEP. That was back in the days when he had a bank account, obviously. And obviously it's a topical news story, Nigel Farage having his bank account frozen, but the head of RBS, NatWest, resigned over it, chief executive resigned. During 2014, what was there a lot of adverts for on television?
PPE.
PPI.
Oh, wrong one. Yeah.
Not PPE. That's a different scandal, PPE scandal. PPI, banking scandal. You could get your... How many people...
Can I just stop you a second?
Go on then.
Have you been missold PPI?
I do not believe I've ever been missold PPI.
Are you sure you haven't been missold PPI?
I believe so. Okay. Wait, but I don't think you can claim for it anymore.
Oh, right.
But there was a raft of
part-time it. Part-time job.
Okay. Raft of it, kind of. Reclaim PPI for... How many years were people missold PPI for? Millions and millions of people up and down the country missold PPI. How many bank chief executives resigned over that?
I'm assuming no one resigned over that.
But not that I'm aware of.
But just because Nigel Farage has his bank accounts taken off him.
One person has his bank account closed. I've got to resign over that.
It could just get him on, though.
Could do.
Piggy bank. Old-fashioned, old, you know.
Maybe he can just... That empty pint glass that he's always got with him. Put his money in there.
Annoying thing for Nigel Farage now, all he's probably got left, which will really annoy him, is, you know, when you've been on holiday and you've just got them euros you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
He'll be really annoyed about that.
All he's got left is his pension from being a member of the European Parliament or whatever it is. Who knows? And probably my favourite politics story of the year was when people thought Ed Miliband had got two kitchens. Well, when people wondered why Ed Miliband had got two kitchens.
Yeah, what was that about?
So he took a photo of sort of, he got two kitchens in his house, but sort of, I think he had sort of like a living nanny who looked after his children. And she got like her own space upstairs and it got sort of a kitchen with not much in it. And someone basically, when he tweeted a picture of his kitchen, someone said, well, why is there nothing in your kitchen? It's like, you're a millionaire. You've got a really tiny kitchen that's basically just got a worktop and a sink and a small fridge. Why have you not got any appliances in there? And then he had to explain that it was actually someone else's kitchen. It was a spare kitchen. So I think
a spare kitchen, innit?
Yeah. You know, it's man of the people, Ed Miliband here, with his two kitchens. A slightly, you know, different from John Prescott with his two Jaguars or whatever and all that sort of stuff. But there we go. So they were some of the things that were happening in politics at the time.
But we're not interested about those, are we?
No, so we've got a couple of quiz questions for you.
Okay.
So we talked about Scottish independence. Who was Now, I think it was it called Vote Leave for Scotland, maybe? Or that might be the Brexit one, I can't remember. But the remaining party was called Better Together.
Right, okay.
Who chaired the Better Together campaign? Do you know?
Can I ask for a clue? It's a politician.
It's a politician, yeah.
Is this a question?
That's a question, yeah.
This is your question.
That's my question. Okay. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to say it was the... I think it's got... Maybe it's got to have been the Prime Minister at the time.
So that would be David Cameron. No, it wasn't. But I've got a couple of options. Was it Alistair Darling or Charles Kennedy?
Charles Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Sadly no longer with us, is that right?
That's correct.
Former Liberal Democrat leader.
Yep, no longer with us. Died in 2013.
Was he Scottish then?
He was, yeah.
He was, okay, fair enough. So that could be a good answer. Or Alistair Darling. And he was... Was he one of the Chancellors?
He was a former Chancellor, yeah. He was Chancellor during Gordon Brown's time as Prime Minister.
Okay.
That was a fellow with the grey hair but black eyebrows, if you remember him.
Right, yeah, I remember that. I'm going to go with him, I think. I don't remember Charles Kennedy being around politics quite as much in 2014. He'd kind of sort of left the scene a little bit by then, I think.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with Alistair Darling.
And you'd be correct. Well done. So yeah, Charles Kennedy he passed away in 2015, but Alistair Darling was the chairman of that campaign. Although obviously there are a couple of other groups that were sort of pushing for Remain, and a bit unusual because obviously a lot of the main parties kind of all grouped up together and say we want Scotland to stay part of the UK. So your bonus question is where was Alistair Darling born?
Yorkshire.
Nope.
No, Yorkshire Day, by the way.
It is Yorkshire Day.
Hey! Was he not born in Scotland?
He wasn't born in Scotland, no. He was born in London.
Right, okay.
Typical sort of... He did move to Scotland later on, yeah. Great person to be heading up the campaign. Someone who was born in London and started his education in Surrey before then moving to Scotland. But he was a Member of Parliament for Scotland throughout. So we mentioned as well the 2014 European elections. Who got the most votes in the UK? Which party? Was it UKIP or Labour?
For the European Parliament.
For the European Parliament.
You'd kind of be led to think it was UKIP, even though they didn't want in Europe, they wanted to be in there to dismantle it.
Get elected so you can get out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go with the one that I'm not drawn to, and that's Labour.
Really? I thought you were quite drawn to Labour by some of your political tweets recently. You'd be wrong. It was UKIP.
Okay.
So, next question is, what percentage of the vote did UKIP get? Was it 26.6% or 38.1%?
Well, both of them are probably quite big percentages.
26.6 is about a quarter and 38.1 is just over a third. So
yeah, depending on how many other, where the votes were going sort of thing. You know, it wasn't just Labour, there'd have been other things in there as well.
So there's Labour, Conservative, Lib Dem, Green.
So I'm going to say 26%.
Yeah, 26.6%. So well done. So I tried to find out whether there are any famous people who were standing as MEPs. Yes, there weren't a huge amount, in fairness. One person I did see was standing was, can you remember the Olympic rower James Cracknell?
Yes.
Yeah, he stood as an MEP for Conservatives in that election, apparently. Boris Johnson's father has stood previously to be an MEP.
Of course he has.
I think his sister has as well. And I think Anne Widdecombe was an MEP not too long ago after she left to be a Member of Parliament. So, yeah, that was a quick politics roundup of 2014 where we were, we were in the European Union and now we're not. So,
no, we don't have any of them, do we?
Yeah, but didn't we elect people even after Brexit to be members of UK Parliament? I think I can't remember. I don't know.
Anyway. I'm guessing Nigel Farage still wanted to do it.
Well, yeah, he still wanted to get paid and get a pension from.
Did you see we're leaving 2014 in just a second, but did you see the horrible video clip of Nigel Farage doing some sort of striptease to I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt, performed by Right Said Fred, who should just be called Far Right Said Fred?
I can categorically confirm, I fortunately have not seen that.
It's not nice.
I don't want to see it. So let's move on.
Yeah, well, in future, I'm going to have things like that set up because with the magic of Streamfather, I could have put it on for you, but I'm not going to do that to you. Not ready for it. Go.
Go.
Oh, is it me next?
Yeah, I think it's on to you. You're doing a general...
Thanks for that, Fisher.
Good stuff.
So we're on to entertainment, film, general sort of stuff from the entertainment world. So are you ready, Fisher, for my breakdown?
Yep.
Bit like Blue Peter. Here's one I prepared earlier. So here's a rundown of a few things that happened in 2014 in the world of entertainment.
Have you pre-recorded this?
First of all, this was a big hit from John Legend, All of Me. American actor and comedian Robin Williams, British actor comedian Rick Mayall, and British actor Bob Hoskins all died in the year 2014. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West got married. Solange Knowles was caught on CCTV attacking Jay-Z in a lift. That didn't go down well. The attack, not the lift. The lift went down okay. And you give me all. Benjamin Haynau won the X Factor in 2014. Ed Sheeran continued in the charts. With this one, Thinking Out Loud. Musical theatre group Calabro won Britain's Got Talent. On Bonfire Night in Lewes, an effigy of former leader of the SNP, Alex Salmond, was burned during the celebrations. This was another big hit from Ella Henderson, Ghost. Films this year included Guardians of the Galaxy, The Lego Movie, and people watching things like TV's Downton Abbey and Call the Midwife. You may also remember Despicable Me from this year as well, the film, accompanied by this song, Pharrell Williams with Happy. And finally, this was the big hit from the year, Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars. And that's a rundown of what happened in the world of entertainment in 2014. There you go, Fisher.
You pre-recorded that?
Of course I did, yeah.
You lazy sod.
What do you mean lazy? It's not lazy. I worked hard to pre-record that earlier.
Well, maybe it is more effort. I don't know.
Well, no, it's more effort. I had to do all the... You know, if you want to be taken back to 2014, you've got to hear the sounds of 2014, haven't you?
I suppose so. I mean, I suppose what annoyed me slightly about that was you started off with All of Me, which is the first song that I danced to at my wedding that you were at.
Which wasn't 2014.
Wasn't 2014.
Hence, I didn't mention it. But I did think, and I didn't know for sure, but when I played it, I thought, I remember someone I know having first danced to this.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was Fisher.
Yeah. And it's now been tarnished by you telling that joke about Jay-Z getting attacked and lift over the sound of it.
It's nothing to do with John Legend.
Exactly. Oh, good point.
But yeah, that was... those are a few things that happened. I mean, Robin Williams, obviously, that was a sad thing to obviously happen. But strangely, like, I was talking about Hook earlier. Obviously, Robin Williams was in that film, as was Bob Hoskins, who played Shmi. They both died in the same year, not too long after each other either. So... And yeah, Rick Mayall as well. So those were just some of the people who left in 2014.
Sounded like a coordinated attack on Robin Williams and Bob Hoskins, maybe. So maybe someone should have investigated that a bit more thoroughly, as opposed to suggesting it's natural causes on both accounts, wherever it was.
Exactly. But yeah, so that was just what happened. But obviously, we're not interested in all that. We want to know about the stranger stuff that happened, don't we?
Yep.
So I've got a quiz for you, Fisher. Not many questions, just a couple of questions, just as you have for me. Here's my first one. This was an unusual lyric from a Nicki Minaj song in 2014. The lyric goes like this. My blank don't want none unless you got buns, hun. My blank, obviously you got to fill in the blank.
Yeah.
My blank don't want none unless you got buns, hun. Now you can decide what you want to fill with it, you know, in that gap, or I can give you some multiple choice as well. But feel free to suggest first before you get your multiple choice.
I don't think I can suggest anything appropriate for our podcast. So go on, give me some options, please, Jimbo.
So you can't think of anything to fill my blank. Don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
I can't think of anything that could possibly fill that before we think about buns, hun.
Right. Well, So, one of the most controversial... Oh, sorry, that's the next question.
Yeah, that's the next question.
Sorry, right, here we go.
One of the most controversial things to fill Nicki Minaj's blank.
So, the possible options that could fill Nicki Minaj's blank in that song, so my blank don't want none unless you got buns, hun, is either A, grandma, mm-hmm. B, anaconda, or C, oven.
Why would a grandma be in there? I've got something at the back of my mind about an anaconda being in a lyric for Nicki Minaj. So I'm going to say anaconda.
Correct.
Is that slang? I don't know if that's slang for something else, obviously slang for, you know.
Well, she's talking about her anaconda, so...
Oh, right, okay.
That confuses me a bit. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. Unless it was like a rapper in the song.
Yeah,
you know, like a guest rapper, male rapper.
I think we're in above our heads here, Jimbo.
Yeah.
We'll get us to the safer sounds of sort of slower rock music and more popular stuff.
Well, that was we covered a bit of music there. We're moving away from music now because there's not just music and entertainment. You got film, you got other stuff, reality, yeah. Celebrity, all that kind of stuff. So one of the most controversial movies of the year was called The Interview, in which the CIA decide to take the opportunity to assassinate who?
The Interview.
I'm not going to tell you. You've got multiple choice, but you can go for it without if you want to.
Okay, and this is just a fictional film, so to speak, or yep. is it based on real events?
It's fictional, but it's potentially based on real people.
Is it going to be a politician? Well, if it's assassinated, I'm assuming it's going to be a politician. Is it Che Guevara?
It's not, no.
Fidel Castro.
No, yeah, your possible options are Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, yeah.
Rupert Murdoch.
Hmm.
Or Kim Jong-un.
I would suspect it probably isn't Rupert Murdoch. I mean, I know he had that. Did have Custer Pie thrown at him once? That could have been in 2014. I think that was probably before then. Actually,
the future of assassinations of custard pies.
Yeah, I think that might be 2012. Rupert Murdoch got custard pied, but we'll find out.
We'll have covered 2012 by the time we.
Yeah.
If 2012 comes up at the end of this, we're in trouble, aren't we?
So I'm going to say I think it might be Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un, okay. And the answer is Kim Jong-un. Well done. There you go, yes, correct. I've never watched the film myself, but that quite controversial because, yeah, it featured him. And I think, you know, anyone watching that kind of thing thinks, what about if he watches this and then just hits the button?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is that enough to annoy him and go, that's it?
Let's not wind him up. 2011, Rupert Murdoch got custard pied.
Okay, so we've started to cover that year too.
Yeah.
So back in 2014, what did actor Shia LaBeouf do at the Berlin Film Festival?
Oh, I think I know this.
Without multiple choice.
Did he... I might not know this, actually. Did he turn up with a paper bag on his head? Or did he have something that's saying that I am Shia LaBeouf on his head, written on a paper bag or something like that?
Correct, yep. He turned up with a paper bag on his head with a bit of writing on it saying, I am not famous anymore.
Ah, right, okay. Who is he?
He's an actor.
Oh, okay.
Like actor / dancer, isn't he? Sort of thing, I think.
To be fair, waiting off for the fact he once stuck a paper bag on his head and said, I'm not famous anymore, I don't think I know who he was. So it's possible. I don't know if he's proved his own point or not.
Well, we all know who he is now, don't we? So,
Is it the Barbara Streisand effect, I think, is it sometimes called, isn't it? Barbara Streisand complained about people taking pictures of her house and taking injunction out so those people took a picture of her house or something like that. So, yeah, a sort of a 2014 version of that, perhaps, from Shia LaBeouf.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, and we'll move on, shall we?
Yeah, let's move on.
So, Fisher, you've got our next one, and you're going on to talk about sport, aren't we? We'll love a bit of sport.
Bit of sport.
I gave Fisher this job to do sport for this section. He's going to cover sport. He's like our sports correspondent for the years gone by. I am very, very sorry if it's just all cricket. Hopefully, he's going to do some real sports as well. So, here we go. What happened in this year, then?
Well, Yorkshire won the county championship. If you remember that, first of two, a double victory, because they won the following year as well. As well as that, England were knocked out of the World Cup in the first round in Brazil. Can you remember that?
I can, yeah. That was rubbish.
Can you remember watching the first game kicked off 11 o'clock at night playing in the rainforest in Manaus?
I do.
On a very bumpy pitch. I think it should have been 1 o'clock in the morning that they played, but they brought it forward for UK television viewers. Do you know what I did during that game?
What did you do?
Fell asleep. And I think, so did the England team, I think, because they lost. It was the first time ever they'd been knocked out after the first two games of the World Cup, I think. And I had a look at the squad that England had today, and it weren't very good. Really, really was quite poor. But I've not, I don't think I've got any questions about that. But people like... I don't want to sound offensive towards some of the players in the team, but in the second game, they brought on Ricky Lambert as a substitute to go up front and try and score him a goal. I'm not sure he was really kind of World Cup pedigree, unfortunately.
He came from non-league, didn't he, Ricky Lambert, originally? He worked his way up the leagues, didn't he?
Yeah, he got Southampton. I think Liverpool might have bought him. And yeah, it wasn't really the strongest England side I've ever seen. But you know what they did with Roy Hodgson straight after the World Cup?
What did they do?
Let him carry on.
Of course they did.
And then we got knocked out to Iceland in the 2016 Euros.
Yeah, I got into trouble for that because I watched... It was the day we got knocked out. It was on penalties, weren't it? Was it against Iceland as well?
I think it was like a Tuesday, Wednesday night against Iceland, weren't it?
That was my wedding anniversary.
Was it?
I chose to watch that. And it still gets brought up today.
Yeah.
I can't stop reminding him about how annoyed I was about still bring it up today.
Yeah. It's a kind of poor choice, really, to but it was that bad, the football, not the wedding anniversary stuff. Yeah. Very disappointing. Once again, England flattered to deceive in a major championship. Although in a strange twist of fate, we didn't actually get knocked out in penalties. We got knocked out before we could even take a penalty. It was the Winter Olympics in Russia, in Sochi. A lot of political pressure on that.
Won't be allowed to do that these days.
No, so Russia won. I think they topped the medal haul back in the days when they could compete in the Olympics and were allowed.
That's because they were probably taking performance-enhancing drugs, maybe, allegedly.
So I think they've basically got a severe ban as a result of that systematic doping. And also the Commonwealth Games were in Scotland, in Glasgow. Part of that was at the... do you know where the cycling took place?
No.
It was at the Chris Hoy Arena.
Oh, okay.
But Chris, I was going to ask a question about that, but Chris Hoy had retired by that point, so he didn't actually perform in the Chris Hoy Arena. But if you watched the test match, the cricket, well, I know you don't, I'm not into your cricket, Jimbo, but if you watched the cricket a couple of weeks ago, England were playing, and do you know which end James Anderson was bowling from at Old Trafford?
The James Anderson end?
He bowled from a James Anderson end, yeah, they named one of the ends at the ground after him, and he's still playing.
I nearly said the Chris Hoy end.
Exactly, yeah. fellow cricket team, Warwickshire, are yet to name an end after their former star batsman, Ian Bell.
Hey,
can't imagine why.
Good, yeah.
So there we go. So I've got a couple of questions about sport in 2014.
How many are cricket?
Just one.
How many questions are there?
Just one. So we've got some questions. I've got a football question.
All right, okay.
What happened to Christoph Kramer in the World Cup final?
I might need multiple choice.
Yeah, okay.
Is he German?
Well, let's see.
Okay.
Was he a mascot who was so overawed by the occasion that he fainted as soon as he saw Lionel Messi? Or is he a player who suffered concussion during the game? At one point, he asked the referee if he was playing in the World Cup final.
You might have put this question in there because obviously it's a mascot question. So you might have put that in there for that reason.
He overheated in his giant owl costume.
I know how easy that is. That can be done. But he's put it down to seeing Messi. He got worked up and excited.
And things got messy.
Are you allowed to confirm whether Argentina were actually in the final?
Argentina were in the final, yeah.
All right.
Against Germany.
So they definitely... Okay. But he it was in Brazil, wasn't it?
It was in Brazil.
And what mascot was he? Who was he representing? The World Cup in general, or was he representing the German football team?
No, it was a German team. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to say it was the other one because I don't know for sure that teams take mascots with them and they really have much that are a bigger thing. You know, I know they do when they're in the home country. That Brazil would have had one, but. Yeah, I'm gonna say the other one. I think he was he got concussion and asked where he was and what he was doing.
So you think he's a German player you've never heard of?
Probably.
Yeah, well, you're right.
There we go.
Yeah, he got hit on the head during the World Cup final. As is often the case with footballers who get concussion, he carried on playing. And then he said to the referee, am I playing in the World Cup final? at which point the referee went to one of his teammates and said, I think you need to take this fella off because he doesn't actually know where he is. So they did the right thing and substituted him.
I've been in that situation. I mean, I've not played a World Cup final. Yeah. I've been in the situation where I have been on the pitch, concussed, and then after a little bit you go, I'm not quite sure what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
You know you're playing football, but you're not quite sure why, what day it is, what time of the match it is, and what you actually... Yeah,
Yeah.
Very unusual. I've been in that position. There we go.
I can imagine. Yeah. But yet to be in a World Cup final, just at this stage.
Not yet. There's always time.
So what happened during the Winter Olympics opening ceremony? Is it the fifth Olympic ring didn't display properly during a display thing, meaning that only four rings were fully on display as part of the World Cup, Winter Olympics opening ceremony? Or was it the national anthems of North and South Korea were played the wrong way around?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I don't be offensive, but it's probably quite easy to be done, can't it? You know, if you sort of got a bit of, you know, you've got your music decks and your buttons to press, it's can be quite easily done, I suppose, that, the second one.
Just to Google the wrong country when they pulled things out.
I mean, so what was this in? Was this in the, like, opening ceremony?
Opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics, where they all come out carrying flags and all this sort of stuff.
Okay. North Korea won that, didn't they?
Did they? What, carrying the flag event?
No, they won the whole Olympics, didn't they?
Yes, of course they did, according to Kim Jong-il, former leader, who won 17 gold medals himself on the first day and then followed it with 33 the next day and whatever.
I might be completely making this up, but I seem to remember something with the rings, I think. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go that one.
Okay, and you'd be correct. Well done. I don't know if there was something at an Olympics, I don't know if it was this one or not, but wasn't something where the Kazakhstan national anthem got replaced with some song from the Borat film, or am I imagining that?
No, I do remember something like that, yeah.
And finally, obviously we're talking about the big sporting stories. Yorkshire Cricket Club won the county championship, as we mentioned previously. What happened in terms of trophy presentation? Is it they lost the final game of the season to second place Nottinghamshire? A lack of bonus points meant Yorkshire won the title, and hence it was a very hollow sort of victory because they just scraped the championship and they had to go and accept the award on the ground of a team that had totally outplayed them for 4 days? Or is it the captain was banned from accepting a trophy as he was suspended from playing that particular game and wasn't allowed to do a John Terry?
Ah, okay. These things can happen in cricket. We were discussing this the other day, weren't we, and how things get rained off. You just get points if you don't even play, and then that can cause all sorts of havoc with league tables and stuff.
Yep.
So these kind of things can happen in cricket, and you can kind of win by default and stuff like that quite a lot. So I'm tempted to say that one. What was he banned for if it was the one that he got banned?
Making offensive comments to a opposition player.
Okay.
In a previous game.
Hmm. I'm going to go... I think the other one's too obvious, maybe. So I'm going to go the second one, and it was... Yeah, he was banned from being involved in the trophy.
Yeah, you'd be correct. He was captain, but wasn't allowed to collect the trophy.
There we go. Good stuff.
Former Yorkshire captain Andrew Gale, who's lives a slightly more controversial life nowadays with certain things that have happened at Yorkshire Cricket Club, wasn't allowed to collect the trophy, and Joe Root had to hold it. I'm sure you've heard of Joe Root. He had to collect the trophy, and then once the official presentation and photographs had taken place, they could then give him the trophy sort of when he was on the side of the pitch, which I think was deemed as fairly farcical at the time, really. As I say, he didn't go down the John Terry route, a former person we talked about quite a lot on the podcast who turned up in his full kit to left the trophy aloft.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Fisher. That's what happened in 2014 in the world of sport. So we are on to technology now, Fisher. So I haven't pre-recorded this one, so I'm going to have to do it properly like you.
Didn't have the technology for it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're back in 2014, that's why. Can't pre-record in those days, can you?
So
could you not put a cassette in and press record?
Here we go. Here's what happened in the world of science and technology in 2014. So the European Space Agency, Space Agency's probe thing, Rosetta, if you remember that, landed on a comet. And that was quite big at the time. The fact they did that, probably do it all the time now.
Yeah. It's going to land on a Currys next week, I think.
That's why Comet closed.
Yeah.
The Ebola outbreak was identified in West Africa, as we mentioned earlier on. The first 3D printed car was created.
Really?
Yep, it rained and then, you know, it just got wet. So, Google unveiled its first self-driving car prototype.
Was it 3D?
It probably might have been. It was a prototype, and all that's been done since then, hasn't it? So, self-driving cars are a thing, aren't they now? And then the latest iPhone at the time. Do you know what it works? You've been an iPhone user forever, haven't you?
It's 2014, so I think we're probably going back to. I remember. I think the 4 came out in 2012, so you probably, then it went 2 years, five for us, for 6 or 7?
Correct. Well done. That wasn't even a question, yeah. But 6 and 6 Plus were the iPhone models at the time. So that's just a bit of a reminder of what was going on and at that sort of time. It'd be an interesting one as we do the different years, because obviously technology can change so much. So
I wonder if we've got one for you. Yeah, go and find one, maybe. See if we can dig out an old bits of technology from that would be good for the good feature.
Possibly I've got one somewhere. Actually, is this, have I got one?
Have we got anything from 2014 other than our jokes? I don't know.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I might have got one in here, you know.
An old iPhone. But yeah, I'll try and fill in for a bit.
That for another day. It's fine. But we're not interested in all that. We want the unusual stuff that happened in the world of science and technology. And to be fair, I do just have one question with this one. Just the one question.
Okay.
So in 2014, researchers used bacteria to create a new type of what? It's either concrete that can heal itself, or it's beer that can be brewed in just 30 seconds.
Oh, imagine brewing beer in 30 seconds without bacteria. I mean, there's plenty of pubs I've been to that have got that much bacteria in there that they could do a hell of a lot of brewing, particularly in the toilets or wherever. So could it be that, or could it be, I don't know, brewing beer? Because brewing beer doesn't come from bacteria, does it? So imagine that just foaming up in certain places. Or the first option was
concrete that heals itself.
How does concrete heal itself?
It just,
if it's fractured, does it just kind of,
I assume it like grows back? Yeah, I mean, which
I think
that would be, I mean, that's not a bad invention. Mm. I mean, Sheffield Council could try and get hold of some of that bacteria for a start. If you look at the potholes in the road,
yeah. Wasn't there a conversation between someone from sort of talk radio and a climate protester who was quite clear that you can't grow concrete?
But the news presenter thought that you could.
Yeah.
Or was insistent that you could. I don't know what point he was trying to make. But
I think what he meant is you can make concrete as opposed to grow it particularly. Yeah. So I'm going to... I think it might be, strange how it sounds, I might be able to brew beer from bacteria.
You think so?
Yeah.
In 30 seconds?
Yeah, it's quick, but you know.
You are wrong, yeah. It's not. It's the self-healing concrete. Researchers discovered in 2014. So bacteria to create self-healing concrete, which I'm seriously wondering where that is, because we could do with that kind of stuff now. What, talking nearly 9 years later? What is 9 years later? Can't we have that concrete now that, you know, just slam it on the road and it sorts itself out?
Hmm.
Pothole and up, just covered back up.
Yeah. Go and put some bacteria in there.
Yeah.
Do you know what's got a large amount of bacteria in it? Human feces. So if you want to go and have a dump in some of the potholes, see what happens.
Well, at least it fills it in.
Exactly, yeah.
So yeah, there you go. But yeah, that was the stuff from science and technology in the year 2014. So Fisher, have you enjoyed going back to the year 2014?
Yeah, it was nice to be nice to be 9 years younger.
It was, wasn't it? Before we're going to wrap up by, because we're going to stay in 2014, aren't we? Till the next time that we podcast, we're staying here. So there's a few things that we're going to do while we're here. You know, a few crazes we're going to check out and have a go at and stuff. But before we do that though, do you want to find out where we're going next?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Let me find it.
What parameters have you set on this? What years can we go between?
I thought we'd go between 1955 and 2019.
Oh, right, okay.
So we could go anywhere.
So we're going to do well to find stuff like that happened like in the 1950s and 60s. Is that not a little bit adventurous, kind of going? Sure, at least sort of stick to something that we might be able to remember, sort of like from the 90s onwards.
No, it's a learning journey for us. What's the point in going back just to the time when we were alive?
Okay, yeah.
We got to go back all the way.
Right, this is going to be.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's see where we end up.
Should we find out where would you like to land?
I'd like to land in the maybe in the mid 2000s, just to ease ourselves into this podcast.
Okay, so.
But you know, let's see. We land where we land, Jimbo.
Let's find out where we're going.
Random number generator button. Oh.
2007 is where we go next. That's just what you wanted, isn't it, Fisher?
Into climbs of the mid 2000s. So,
which is great that I'm wearing this T-shirt. I'm all ready to go. I'm just going to leave this T-shirt on.
Red light indicates door secure. Which is 2005. 5.
Well, it's the Arctic Monkeys were breaking the everything in the naughty sort of period. This wasn't exactly the year.
Not far off. Let's talk about the Sheffield floods and all that sort of stuff.
Exactly,
what else happened in 2000? Well, we'll find out what happened in 2007. Next time we're there.
We will. We'll be going there next time. But first of all, we're still in 2014, so we're going to wrap it up here and just say a few of the things that we're going to be doing, Fisher. So, do you fancy going and doing the Ice Bucket Challenge, since we're in 2014?
Did you do the Ice Bucket Challenge?
I did. There's a video of me on YouTube somewhere doing the Ice Bucket Challenge. I should have had that preloaded up, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I was wearing... What were you wearing?
I was wearing... I can't remember. Just a T-shirt, I think.
And shorts and
pants.
I had a shirt and tie on for mine. I kind of like... I remember I got a little shot glass and sort of said, ooh, I took some water on myself and then sort of thought I was being really boring. And then I picked up a dustbin full of water and just tipped it over my head.
It was for a great cause, obviously, to raise awareness for a great cause.
Yeah, no one's got any idea what it was, but yeah.
It was ALS research, weren't it?
Which I think is like motor neuron disease.
Exactly,
Similar kind of condition.
And but it was reported that at least a couple of people died, didn't they, doing that challenge from trying to be silly with it, and quite a few people got injured as well, so we'll do it safely, won't we?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if we'd have actually thought and done the Ice Bucket Challenge now live on the podcast, all over the electrical equipment?
Well, that was one of the crazes that we could have done. There was also the Harlem Shake, that was this year as well. That's where everything was just still for ages, weren't it? And then you just sort of going mad and stuff like that, and yeah.
Like a lot of dance crazes, I never probably quite participated in it. But I'm glad that craze exists. Where would we be without it?
One thing that we can participate in right now, though, which is a craze that started off in 2014, though, Fisher.
Well, I don't think it started off in 2014.
It was the word, wasn't it? Became official, became a thing.
Was it the
smile, Fisher?
I'm trying my best. So Jimbo is taking a selfie here, and I think, is it right in saying that selfie was 2014's word of the year?
That's right. That really became, people always took selfies, but didn't really get a proper name, did it, until it was 2014 where it became the selfie. That's what everybody knew it as.
Is that basically when they started having front-facing cameras on your various telephones and iPads and whatever, so you could take those things, take selfies?
I imagine so.
Apparently, when you take a selfie, you're meant to look at the green dot on the screen up in the top corner.
Okay.
Don't look at the screen, look at the green dot, and there you get a better selfie.
Right, I will take that into account. Yeah.
Did we do that when we just took that selfie, or not?
Probably not.
Should we have another go?
Can if you want.
Yeah. So, have a look in the screen. Green dot in the screen. Green dot at the top of the screen. Look at the green dot.
I can't see a green dot anywhere.
It's at the top of the screen.
What?
Top right.
Oh, yeah.
Top right, yeah. Now, is that a better selfie than the first one we took?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly.
Look at yourself looking
we'll
at that.
We'll share them later.
Compare that to, so we've learned something eventually, right at the very end of the podcast. Look at the green dot. I only found that out on Saturday or Sunday.
It's just like the thing in cars, isn't it, where if you don't know when you're in someone's car, someone else's car or a high car, you go to fill the petrol up, you don't know which side the petrol tank's on.
Yeah.
Usually on the petrol thing on the dashboard, there's a little arrow that points to which side the petrol's at.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that for years either.
Yeah. Or if in doubt, you've only got a 50% chance normally which one you're going to be anyway. So,
And no, you don't try and stretch it across, though, do you?
It depends where you go to. Some places you can do. Go to Costco. Fine with that. Fine with stretching.
Fuel cheaper there?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Good value with that.
The other thing is, Fisher, what noise does a fox make? What sound does a fox make?
Having had foxes on our road or around and about late at night, they'd make a horrible noise that goes, like that or something.
You should have told a Norwegian comedy duo, Yelvis or something like that. I don't know how you say that.
Did he win Britain's Got Talent this year?
No. But because they made a song, didn't they? About what noise does a fox make?
I do not recall that one particularly. So have you got it on the track? Are we going to play it?
I didn't prepare it, but I can play a little bit of it out of the show if you want to. I can load it up and we can
try and find it on Spotify.
Play a little bit as we talk over it. So you can wrap it up though.
Why would you want to? I mean, the noise that a fox makes, in my opinion, isn't very nice. Have you heard a fox before?
We had one on the garden the other day, and it was the biggest fox I've ever seen ever. It was like normally about the size of a bigger cat, aren't they? But this was more like an Alsatian.
I'd say more of a. Are you sure it wasn't an Alsatian?
It wasn't. Yeah. It was climbing, so probably not.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Alsatians can't climb, can they? That's where foxes can. Well known. But yeah, they can be the same size as, I would say, a medium-sized dog.
Never go. And I think it was after our rabbits. So
right, okay. Have you still got your rabbits?
It looked like quite an agent. Yeah, I've still got them. I have to cover them up. But they were thumping all night then because they were scared. So.
Thank you, pardon.
Thumping.
That's one way. Oh, right, okay, so. I thought you were saying they're at it like rabbits.
So, that was the waste of web space. Waste of 2014. Yeah. Where are we going next, Fisher, do you remember?
2007, how do you say it? I don't know.
Join us then. Thank you.
Thank you. See you next time.
What does the fox say?
This not Crazy Frog.
You can do it. You know what a fox does.
No, I say it went more of a. That's a noise. It's about to ning, 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 ning.
There we go. Thank you very much for listening to us. And we will see you again next time.
See you next time.